Lawmakers got involved in this issue in the first place because an appeals court ruled virtual charter schools were operating illegally in Wisconsin. A tentative deal reached last month would have let the schools continue to receive public funding as long as their teachers are certified, their students get a minimal number of instruction hours, and their parents are more connected to the virtual school board. But Governor Jim Doyle also wanted senators to temporarily cap the number of students who can enroll in virtual districts while the state studies how well the schools perform and what effect they have on brick-and-mortar schools. Racine Democratic Senator John Lehman urged his colleagues to go along with the governor.
If we have a bill that has no cap whatsoever, it will not be signed into law by the governor. If we end up having no bill at all, the virtual schools could cease to exist.
Senators approved the governor's changes by a one-vote margin, but they may very well kill the plan in the Republican-controlled state assembly. GOP Senator Luther Olson accused the governor and other Democrats of catering to WEAC, the state's largest teachers union, which filed a lawsuit challenging virtual schools. Olson says the Senate should have been passing the compromise he helped draft with Lehman.
But we forgot to do one thing. We forgot to ask a special interest group, i.e. WEAC, if it was all right if we came up with a bipartisan agreement.
Roughly 4 weeks remain this legislative session for the Assembly to either go along with the changes or to get all parties involved back to the negotiating table. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.